Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings to you, my friends. Glad to have you with me. I've talked to you for a couple days about God's acts versus God's ways. I talked to you a little bit about God speaking from the front door of the tabernacle to Israel. And then when Moses, who had a more intimate walk, wanted to hear from God, he heard from God from the mercy seat, which is at the back of the tabernacle. And that's because that more intimate relationship will always lead you towards Christ. And we told you yesterday, you are a light. And so turn your light to point to Jesus. And then as we were closing, on a whim, I decided that today I would share with you my favorite, one of my favorite verses. It's not my favorite verse. I got a lot of favorites, but this is one of them. And it's really been pretty new to me. It's been in the Bible forever, and I read it a million times, but it didn't really come alive to me until the last 6 months. In fact, my sister-in-law, my brother's wife, was redecorating our offices in the new building, kind of freshening them up, and she had put some stenciled words on the office walls of our old offices. And so when she painted my brother's office and my office, she asked us if we wanted a verse, and then she stenciled in letters on the wall of our office, contrasting colors so it would stand out. And I just, when she asked, this verse was blazing in my heart so much, this was the one I chose. And I have no regrets. I love it. Every day I walk in my office, it's the first thing I see on my wall. And I had her write it, stencil it in from the New King James Version. It's John chapter 11, verse 48. Now, I'm not going to read the whole verse. I'm going to read the first part and stop. This is the part that's on my wall. John 11, 48. If we let him alone like this, everyone will believe in him. The H's in him there are capitalized in the New King James because we're talking about Jesus. This story actually, this verse falls actually after the raising of Lazarus from the dead. John 11 is the Lazarus chapter. And after Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead, there's a plot to kill Jesus. And the chief priests and Pharisees get a council together and want to know what to do. They think, what should we do? This man works many signs. Then they make that statement. If we leave him alone like this, everyone will believe in him. And the reason I have that on my wall is because I feel like the reason why people aren't believing on Jesus is not because sin's so powerful, they're in love with the devil, they want to keep failing. I think it's because we've done a poor job of leaving Jesus alone. We've changed him. We've made him a cultural Jesus, a race Jesus. We've made him a Jesus to fit our religion. We've made him a Jesus that is bigoted and hateful and judgmental and unkind and cold and distant. We've made him a Jesus that looks a certain way, talks a certain way, and walks a certain way instead of just leaving him alone. And what was he? He was loving. He was kind. He was gentle. He was vehemently opposed to works righteousness. He mentioned hell only in regards to religion. He loved sinners. People thought he was a glutton and a wine bibber because he liked to eat and drink in public with people that no one else wanted to be caught dead with. This was Jesus. And if we leave him alone like this, they said, everybody's going to believe in him. I think never a truer statement was made. If we could just leave Jesus alone, just put the candlestick in the middle and leave him alone, everybody in the world would believe on him. You can take that as prophecy. We're coming to a place in the church where grace is taking over. I don't want a doctrine taking over, a terminology, a phrase. When I say grace, I'm talking the finished work of Jesus. Jesus Christ, in all of his finished work glory, is becoming the centerpiece of the church again. He's beginning to be the thing we start to sing about and preach about and teach about. Now, why did we ever stop? That's for another sermon. But he's coming back. Jesus is making a comeback. And I'm not talking about coming back in the clouds. I'm talking about he's making a comeback in his own church. He who has been largely ignored and put off into the corner while we had our religious gatherings is making a comeback. And in his comeback, he's showing himself to be gentle and compassionate and loving and kind and forgiving. And all the things that he always was while he was on this earth. And I prophesy that when we return him to the centerpiece, the whole world is going to believe on him. I'm not believing for just a great push and then some last day. I'm believing that we are in the first days of a kingdom. And I believe in that kingdom, we are going to see the world turn to Jesus. Every knee shall bow every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Go and be blessed today.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.